your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
I believe this is a very important discussion we're about to have. I don't know about you, but I keep running into people who've not only got flu, but they've got a bad flu. How do they know it's flu? Because they've gone and they've got a couple of rats, which confirmed that it's not COVID. So they take and forget it. They're not going beyond that because it takes too long to get to a GP anyway. So they just hang on for a couple of days and straggle back to work. But it's a bad flu, really sore throats, really feeling dreadfully ill. So please listen closely. This is from today's Cairns Post. Pharmacists in Cairns have reported a sudden high demand in flu vaccines amid reports of a prolific season ahead for the virus. Experts are concerned that we're entering a disastrous flu season only months after reaching peak COVID cases, with our Hinterland Health Region having already recorded over 300 cases of influenza. From the number of people I'm running into, it's more like 3,000, but they're just not getting reported. Anyway, Dr. Richard Gare said, the region was following the same trajectory as the rest of the state, with the number of cases soaring. As we enter flu season, he's urged everyone to go forward or come forward, get vaccinated this flu season, especially those with pre-existing condition. Now, one of the things some people are really struggling to adjust to is you can go to the pharmacy now. You can go to the pharmacist and get injections. And I think those people who are listening who went to the pharmacy say, oh, well, they do a terrific job, actually. You don't feel a bloody thing. So don't think that, oh, because they haven't been doing it for a long time, they're not good at it. But the other matter is, to go to a GP, you're going to be on the end of a queue starting out at, I don't know, Gordon Vale or something, because there's just not enough doctors around. So please get into the habit of thinking, hang on, I might be able to go around the corner to the pharmacy. I'll be back in 10 minutes. It's really important to think about this this flu injection because it's a bad one. I've got Trent Toomey on the line. Trent's the local pharmacist, but he's also national president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. See him on TV all the time now. Household name, Trent Toomey. Hello, Trent.
Morning, John.
You're busy all the time, aren't you? Do you have to travel around for those appearances on television?
Oh, most of them are done from my pharmacy in Westcourt next to Spotlight.
So.
But I have to say, I'm standing in Canberra right now and it's bloody miserable. It's it's cold, the weather's turned, it's drizzly. I can't wait to get home tomorrow.
Trent, my perception that the number of flu cases is underreported, could that be possible? Could that be real? Do you agree that there's more out there with flu just enduring rather than talking about it?
Oh, it's not just your lived experience, John. It's a dead set certainty. And, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have the worst influenza season this year that we've had since pre-pandemic. And the reason that is the case is because, just like the coronavirus, and everyone's familiar with, you know, the fact that this thing's mutating and we get a new Greek alphabet every other week, it's the same thing with your flu shot, right? So the flu virus, it's different to a coronavirus. It's an influenza virus. It mutates every year as well. Now, the thing is, we've been, you know, to use a British analogy, in splendid isolation on our island for the last 2 years. And we've all been social distancing because of the coronavirus. And so we've had very little influenza in Australia for two flu seasons. But that's not the case in the rest of the world. So the rest of the world still had a 2021 and a 2020 influenza season. So we've missed 2 years of influenza mutations. So the 2022 virus, which is now widely circulating, not just in Cairns and the far north, John, but all around Australia, is two mutations different, right, to the 2019 one, which is why it's such a bloody bugger of a case. So it's why everyone's getting so sick, because we don't have that herd immunity that we had, last time it circulated.
Well, I haven't heard it explained that well before until this moment. Thank you for talking to us in those terms, because I think most people can get a hook onto that and understand what's going on. But it's interesting, isn't it? When they talk about it, I think to myself, if it gets any worse, go to the emergency department, because they talk about really bad symptoms.
There's a difference, as I'm sure you all know, John, between a common cold, right, and influenza. Now, you know what? I get a bit of a scratchy throat and, you know, a bit of a, uh, you know, a, blocked nose every year as well when the season changes. And, you know, my nan always used to blame the carnies when the Cairns show came around in July. But indeed, it was just coincidence, right, that it was the cold and flu season. But having a full-on influenza is very different to a common cold. And what we're actually heading towards, because we've done such a wonderful job as a community about rolling up our sleeves and vaccinating against the coronavirus, whilst we will have more cases of coronavirus this year, we're actually heading towards having probably more fatalities as a result of influenza than we will have as a result of coronavirus. And that's simply because, you know, as I said, there's been 2 years of mutation since we were last exposed, and the vaccination rates are much lower.
Yes, exactly. Let me get to this matter. For a start, it's hard to get to a GP anyway, so talk to me about the pharmacies. Which pharmacies will provide the jab and which won't?
Most pharmacies in Queensland, in fact, there are about 1,200 pharmacies in the state of Queensland. About 850 of those do coronavirus vaccines, but just on 1,000 of those are providing the influenza vaccine. So, for example, in Cairns, all of my pharmacies, all of the Alive Pharmacy groups offer influenza vaccines. You don't need an appointment. You can just rock up to all of those. But I know many of the other chains, like the Terry White Chemmarts or, you know, the Kalanas or the Whole Health, they're all doing it too, right? So, of course, if you're very time poor, you can just call on in, duck on in, do it when it suits. They're, you know, often open at 8 a.m. or finish at 8 p.m. And if you want, you can book in. So you can do that online at findapharmacy.com.au if you want to book in, say, you and your whole family. But, you know, we had a bit of a surge on Mother's Day weekend because I don't know if many listeners know, you're not allowed to enter a residential aged care facility unless you've had your flu shot.
Yeah.
So a lot of people couldn't visit their nan on Mother's Day. And so the Saturday before Mother's Day was a huge vaccination day for us because, you know, unfortunately, the very frail are the ones that are most susceptible, right?
So I presume you get a certificate, do you, after you've got your jab, your flu jab?
You can have a physical printed out one if you want, but it actually goes up on what's called the AIR, the AIR, the Australian Immunisation Register. Okay. So every pharmacy is linked to that. You'll show your Medicare card and they'll make sure it goes on that digital register for you and, yeah, it's all uploaded.
In your experience with your pharmacies, is there usually a bit of a wait, meaning is there usually a bit of a queue for the flu jab?
Oh, listen, it's like any healthcare setting, right? It has its peaks and its troughs, it has its busy times and it's not. But, you know, all of my pharmacists will never turn anyone away. And they'll walk in and sometimes they'll say, listen, you know, do your paperwork with my assistant over here. I'll finish the prescription I'm on and I'll meet you in the consult room over there and I'll do you straight away. Mm. Others might say, mate, listen, just give me 10 minutes and I'll be right with you. But you know what? as you say, you can go visit your local GP. You could go to a state-run healthcare facility, but, you know, you might be lucky to get in by July.
Exactly.
So just having that pharmacy network where you can just pop on in without an appointment, I think, is exceptionally convenient.
Have you ever known such a shortage of medical professions in your life?
It is. You know what? And I don't just feel sorry for the people of North Queensland that are struggling to access a GP. I feel sorry for the GPs themselves.
Yeah,
they're run off their feet.
Yes.
But the problem here is this, right, John? We've got a medical school in Townsville, and hopefully we get a medical school in Cairns. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? But the point is, a lot of young people now, I'm talking those in their 20s, now whether they graduate with a medical degree, a dental degree, a nursing degree, a pharmacy degree, they much prefer to go work for the state government. Because you know what? You get better paid parental leave. You can work Monday to Friday. You can, you know, you get paid study leave if you want to go and do your master's. You get all of these extra things. Working in primary care, working in general practice, working in community pharmacy, working in an Aboriginal community-controlled health organisation, right? It's exceptionally rewarding, but it's hard work, right? Because we are there, as I say, open earlier, open later, open longer, and we're looking after. It's an exceptionally rewarding career. I'd choose it over and over again, but it's harder. And so you're getting a lot of young medicos now choosing some other specialties that has them working in a hospital rather than choosing to specialise in general practice. And and that really is the crux of it. It's not money, right? It's not giving people more money. It's the work-life balance that they can get that's just you can't get in primary care.
And this shortage is not going to be sorted anytime soon, quite clearly. We're just going to have to do the best we can. Trent, this has been really helpful today. Thank you.
My pleasure, John. Have a good day.
Toomey there. He's the local pharmacist and he's also National President Pharmacy Guild of Australia. By the way, if you want to get on the net and find out whether your corner pharmacy is going to be able to give you the jab, you simply go to findapharmacy.com. News is coming up. Progress.